with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm here with Mrs. Katie Maloney Schwartz.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you for being here. Remember to just be as loud as you can because sometimes people can't hear you.
I know. It's because I'm soft-spoken.
I know. Which, so like whenever you do my podcast, I feel like I should like just try and be more soft-spoken so that I can just balance you out. But my voice is obnoxious and I don't know how to really control it.
You know? It's okay.
You're just like your husband.
Like, what?
You guys like have these like when you get on, when you do a podcast or a radio show, you have these like sex talk voices.
That's just how I talk.
It is. Actually, it is.
Tom yours
is
exaggerates more.
Yeah, you're right.
More.
You don't exaggerate it. Tom totally exaggerates it.
Yeah.
But I guess I just pay attention to your voice more because I'm doing this. Whereas like I normally like, yeah, it is technically the same as what you normally sound like. But now that like I'm forced to think about it, I'm like, oh, she kind of has a sex voice, a sex operator mm-hmm. voice.
Yeah. Tom, his whole like diction changes and he has like some kind of accent that he's on. Like,
I don't know. You know, like the, you
he's
know,
like, here's the thing.
I had a good night last night.
He has this like transcontinental like accent that he puts on and like,
totally. That is so what it's like. I need to get him back on my podcast too.
Oh yeah, it's been a while.
The thing is like I feel like I burden you guys. Like I feel like when I ask one of y'all, like one of my best friends, to be on my podcast, I'm like, am I burdening them? So then I feel annoying. So then I'm like, it like stresses me out to think, because I don't ever want anyone to feel obligated.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than obligation, which I'll get to.
I don't. But what I do is I take all of these to the bank. And then when I really need something for you, I cash in.
Oh,
you know,
that makes me feel so much better. If you were to actually, you don't do that. But like, I wish you would, because that would make me feel so much more at peace knowing that you are going to get something out of it in the long run.
Yeah, I haven't decided what, though.
Yeah, just, like, you got to cash in for, like, some chore or favor.
Yeah.
Like, I'll clean your house next week. No. I don't know how to do that. No. You know, we all of our houses, they in apartments, get kind of dirty, and a lot of us don't like cleaning. I know I freaking don't like cleaning. And it's really hard to find someone that you know you can trust, and normally that's through word of mouth. But now there is a new option in terms of getting your home cleaned, and that is with Handy.com. Let me explain how easy this process is. Like, this literally took me 5 minutes to just go on this website. I went to Handy.com, clicked that I wanted my house clean, put in my address, put in how many beds and bath I had, the date that I wanted it, the time that I wanted it, and it was literally booked right then and there. You literally can get a cleaning at any time you want. So there's no changing your life or running around in order to fit somebody else's needs to come over and clean your home. They will show up when you want them to. It's really fantastic because you can compare profiles and read real customer reviews so you can find the perfect pro for you. All of Handy's services are backed by the Handy Happiness Guarantee, and all pros on Handy are background checked. Seriously, just go and learn more at Handy.com because this is such a fantastic, easy way to get your home cleaned. What's really cool is that you can also have add-ons, basically. So, like, instead of just booking a plain cleaning, you can say, I would also like my laundry done, or I would like my fridge done, so that the person who comes in knows exactly what you want and how to do it. And right now, if you guys go to handy.com/Stassi and use my promo code Stassi at the end, you get your first three-hour cleaning for only $39. $39. So go to handy.com, handy.com/Stassi, Stassi, and use my promo code at the end, and you're going to get your first 3-hour cleaning for $39. I'm telling you, the experience was so easy for me. We did it at Bo's apartment, and they came in, we left, it was fine, and then his house, it was spotless. So seriously, guarantee this, you guys. Check it out. So I decided this week that I want to do a wedding-themed podcast because a lot of people in my life are getting married right now. Like a full-blown, like substantial amount. And I have opinions on a lot of it. But before we actually like get into that topic of conversation, I feel like we need, because you're the only person that follows pop culture like just as much as I do, and like Daily Mail and all that stuff, we need to like just like cover a few things.
Okay.
Like, why the fuck is Kylie Jenner her having milk in her cereal news? I need to know.
No, someone actually went back and debunked it by finding something in one of her old posts with cereal with milk. Was she trying to just be funny? I'm not sure. That was just, it just.
I have a theory.
What?
I have a giant theory, and I'm surprised that you didn't get to this theory. So in case you don't know what I'm talking about, yesterday or the day before or whatever, everywhere, Daily Mail, TMZ, freaking Google Kylie Jenner, and it's like the only things that come up on the news, except, but it was on all of our news sites that you just like blindly check, you know, just every single morning. And the title of the news article was Kylie Jenner finally has milk in her, like for the first time.
What'd she say? It was life changing.
Yes, like is life changing because she for the first time has eaten cereal with milk. So like she spent her whole life eating dry cereal. But this is, out of all of the things that are going on in the world, not that I'm an expert on all of them, okay? I'm very much aware that like I'm not always on it when it comes to the news. This is something that had to be trending at number one on all the news sites. Like Kylie Jenner finally put milk in her cereal. Are you fucking kidding me? We honestly should all just drink the Kool-Aid right now and kill ourselves, because like where are we? Like what does life mean anymore?
It was so obnoxious.
It's like I'm embarrassed for every writer that like went to college. Like they probably went to like NYU for journalism.
Had to do like a full write-up on her having milk with cereal. My thing was like, I'm like, was it not finished? Like statement, was she like, I just had milk in my cereal, it was life changing, it's been a while, like, you know, because I know I don't know.
Okay,
what's your theory?
I'm about to tell you my theory.
All right.
Okay, this is my theory. So notice that when Kylie, I hate that I'm even reporting or talking about this right now, I'm actually just as bad as the journalist who wrote that article, because I'm bringing even more attention to it. But notice that Kylie Jenner was specific about it being like Cinnamon Toast Crunch too. Okay. Which, yo, I'm all about. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is legit. Whatever. That is my favorite. If I had to have cereal, I would choose.
Okay, get to it.
Okay. Today on Instagram, I'm scrolling and Man Repeller, the fashion blogger in that website, posted a photo of a bunch of cereal, which is Captain Crunch, Lucky Charms, there's a slight Cheerios thing, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch is on front. There's a little bit of Fruit Loops, but you can see Cinnamon Toast Crunch hardcore. And her caption is, hey, it's whatever that handle is, I recently wondered out loud whether anyone actually eats milk and cereal for breakfast anymore, and it turns into a full-on investigation that you could read via my bio. So I think this is a conspiracy. Where? Because I started Googling it, like cereal conspiracies and all that. And I guess kids today aren't eating cereal anymore. No one's eating cereal anymore. The people who eat cereal are our generation for the most part, because it's nostalgic. Like that's what we grew up eating. Nowadays, all the people that are younger than 30 are not eating cereal.
So you think it's possible that Kylie Jenner maybe just never has had milk and cereal?
No, I think that she actually, this was a paid thing. Because now everyone's fucking talking about cereal.
Everyone
is talking about Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The cereal shelves are empty.
And now I feel like if I were to go, well, I skipped that when I went to Pavilions today. I skipped that because I don't really like care for cereal that much. But I wish
you don't eat milk and cereal.
I don't. No, I don't. But I now think that this was some like thing where like they went to the top specific influencers and they were like, listen, it's not going to be an ad. So it's not going to be something where you're like, I love eating my Cinnamon Toast Crunch with, I don't know, coconut milk or something like that. Hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored post. I feel like they went like down and dirty, like Mission Impossible style, like government cover up, that type of thing. And they went to influencers to say, how do we like make cereal a thing? How do we get cereal to trend so that people start eating it again? That's my theory.
I mean, that's not the most difficult theory to arrive at, but I don't know.
I mean, I didn't come up with it on my own.
But like, she could have done a little better.
No, it's everywhere.
I mean, yeah,
that's what makes it so good.
I know, but
is
it's
that it
not
was
everywhere
so...
because it was so, you know, interesting. It was just people were dumbfounded by just.
But I love a good conspiracy theory. Maybe so many people are in on it. Maybe the writer of that article. In on it.
I don't know. I mean, like, the Kardashians are Kardashian Jenners. They are masters of manipulation.
Yes.
Of, you know, promoting something but not promoting it and publicity. Like, they're very smart about their, you know, angles and the way they approach those things. So, you know what? I think you could be right.
Well, I wish I could take credit for this theory, but I Googled it a lot. Like a fucking maniac. And so it's not like I came up with it on my own, but I full blown think that this is the thing. Because, and this is even why, like, I get annoyed when I, like, I'm such a hypocrite because I follow all the Kardashians and all. Refund. I sound like a hypocrite because I follow all of them. But when I see them do, like, a post, like Kim Kardashian in a wig being like sugar bear pills, I'm like, you're like, okay, there, you're wearing a wig. And it is literally verbatim, like, what they just emailed you.
It's just
and you,
blatantly.
It is like, so just like, this is exactly what you're supposed to say. And you're not waking up every morning and taking your sugar bear.
No.
Like, that's, no. So, like, you can I think it's more powerful if they do shit like this. Cereal, everyone's going to start fucking eating cereal now.
I know.
That's way more powerful than being like, I have a 20% off code for sugar bear pills. If you guys use this, you could have a wig just like me too.
Mm-hmm.
The boob struggle is real, okay? Not just for big boobed women, small women too. It's the struggle of finding a bra. Like, when you really think about it, there aren't that many places to, like, go and find, like, a proper bra. And, like, it's really hard to do because there's only so many sizes. This is why I absolutely love, love, love Third Love, okay? Because it's a website where you can go that they have almost, no, actually 70 different sizes of bras. 70. I didn't even know there were that many sizes. But listen to this. It's not just like, oh, the, you know, the way that, you know, 34 is like your back and like you're a D or something like this. They also take into consideration your breast shape. Okay. So what you do is you go to thirdlove.com and then you take this quiz. It's a fit finder quiz and it takes only 60 seconds. And it's actually fun because you figure out like what type of breast shape you have. That's a really important thing that other bra makers have not thought about before. So that is why you have 70 different bras to choose from, all different shapes and sizes. You can find the perfect fit, the exact one for you. It's fantastic. All the options are so fantastic. And right now, if you go to thirdlove.com/Stassi, and that's thirdlove.com/Stassi, Stassi, you get 15% off your first purchase. Everyone needs to have the right bra, you guys. So don't just go to the store, measure your back, measure how big your boob is, and get an ill-fitting bra. Figure out your breast shape and go to thirdlove.com/Stassi and get 15% off. I'm like going to turn into one of those people that builds, like, when I finally like own a home, maybe one day, like that builds like an underground basement because I'm going to be like, the government is in on everything and we're fucked.
Yeah, you're just going to be like paranoid.
Yeah.
Like schizo paranoid.
This is why weed sometimes just like fucks me up too much. And I'm like too a beautiful to mind mushrooms.
And you're going to think someone's after you and you're going to have like the whole board with like the strings attaching everything and none of it's going to make sense.
I'm going to need you to stop me if you see things like that starting
100%.
If you start seeing signs of me going absolutely insane, I'm going to need you to step in.
Reel it back in.
I know you're a fan of tough love, so
I do. Yeah, I am.
Well, not to ruin your day, but another thing I wanted to talk about was Justin Biebs and Hailey Baldwin. You think they're already married? I do.
Yeah. Well, they didn't like someone legit see them at a courthouse.
A courthouse, but that doesn't necessarily
they
mean
could be
married.
Just getting their marriage certificate. You do have True. To go to the same place that you would get married to also get your certificate.
Okay. So have you like abandoned your love of Justin Bieber?
No, I mean, I'm
because he's looking a little he's looking Dude. Really rough. He's looking really like corner of like Hollywood and Vine homeless person. He's scaring me.
Is that like that rapist mustache that he has? It's I don't disgusting. Know. I mean, it's I don't know what happened to him. Like, did he peak way too soon? Or I mean, maybe
he's just now going through his awkward phase.
Oh, God,
you never had an awkward phase growing up.
I mean, I had like the usual, you know, kind of.
Not really.
Like my legs were way too long for the rest of my body for okay, a period
that's just,
of time.
That's just goals.
And, you know, I had a snaggle tooth followed by some braces. Now, I had a unibrow for a minute.
I've seen all of your photos like of every age, and I feel like you never actually went through like an awkward phase the way that most people do. You've been pretty consistent.
Okay, well, I'll take that.
Yeah, so maybe Justin Bieber is now going through his awkward phase.
He's going through the give zero fucks phase. Like, there's no way he like gets up in the morning and with that hair that looks like he stuck his finger in a light socket that he looks and he goes, yeah, I'm killing it. I mean, I don't know. I might feel bad for Hailey because she's getting like the worst version of him. Like, fix your man, girl.
Is the most accurate statement and like that I've heard in a really long time.
I'm just still tripping over the whole thing. I know we talked about this a while ago, just, you know, when they got engaged.
Yeah, but now so much has happened.
I know
that I want to catch up.
Not so much has happened. It's only been.
No, so much has happened. Remember, like I would share with you articles where like they're crying in public and it looks like a fight and you're like, I already saw it.
Yeah. No, that was weird. Like, that they went through like a period where they were just crying in public.
Like, dude, why are y'all doing this? Like, what? You don't have to leave your like multi-million-dollar apartment or home. Like, I would want to stay there. I already don't want to leave my own home, and I don't have any of the amenities that like come even close to what they have.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but I mean, I forgot what I was going to say.
Why are they crying in public?
Oh yeah, I mean, who knows? What is that about?
I like imagine Katie.
Is their love too strong? They can't hold it in.
And then they have to go on. I'm sorry.
But I just I'm tripping because Hailey Baldwin was
tripping.
Hailey Baldwin. I mean, when was the Met Gala?
I know, right?
First Monday of May.
Yes, early May. Shawn Mendes and
they were fully together then, and right? then so that's.
But Justin Bieber was with Selena Gomez just like a month before. I know. You know they're getting in so many fights about like, are you still talking to her? Are you liking her photos?
Yeah,
are you Googling where her whereabouts are? Is she Googling Shawn Mendes? Is she secretly like DMing Shawn Mendes? You know that is a full blown thing. Maybe that's why they're fighting in public. Maybe that's why they're crying in public.
Perhaps, yes. I mean, it's just that is a lot to pack in such a short period of time. I mean, a full blown relationship to a engagement and now getting married, because I heard they're getting married like next month sometime.
I don't know. All I know is Alec Baldwin said, I've only met him once. No, one of the Baldwins.
Her dad, Stephen Baldwin.
I don't think he was the one that said this. It was one of the Baldwins that said, I only met him once, but they're married.
That he confirmed that they're married?
This was like an article in Daily Mail.
I know. Well, I've been seeing that, but I didn't see like any confirmation of them being married. It was just speculation. But what? Why would you just rush out and get married? Like, being, I don't understand that.
I don't listen. I don't know.
Is she preggers?
No idea. Listen, this whole marriage epidemic is freaking me the fuck out.
It's, yeah.
There is a wedding marriage epidemic, or maybe I'm just now at the age where it is just, it's like, that's where it's now I'm at. That's what it is, actually. I'm now at the age where everyone is getting married, except Hailey Baldwin is 4.
Yeah, correct.
And Justin Bieber is 14.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty standard that, you know, once you get into your 30s, like, that's like all your friends are getting married and having babies, and it's everywhere you look, and you think it's an epidemic, but it's also just life.
It is.
And that's just kind of like around the age that people are doing those things now.
You're right.
But yeah, no, they're super young. Like, I don't did you know yourself very well at 21?
I still don't know myself.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I thought I did.
The person I was at 21. Oh, God. You always think that you know yourself. I think the older you get, the more you realize I have no idea who I am. I don't know who I am.
Yeah, I've always felt like a strong sense of self of who I was, but I was really, really wrong for a long time.
Same.
You know, just figuring it out. So, I mean, I always think it's just so much wiser just to wait till you're just a little older. When you've like figured out some things, not everything, obviously, but you know, like your frontal lobes have formed, all those decision-making skills are nice and sharp, you know,
frontal lobes have formed. That's such a good line.
That is like the
Katie,
critical
you need to
part.
Put that in your back pocket and save that for an argument one day. Like, that's good. That's clever.
Like, whatever, your frontal lobes aren't even formed. I mean, yeah, no, but that is true. And that doesn't happen until you're like around the age between, you know, 25 to 28, typically.
I mean, did you like research this? That was a very specific.
Do you know what? These are things like, I've picked up along the way.
Yeah, but is that just when you feel like you got to that point? Or did you actually Google when do your frontal lobes?
That is like that's science that says
so
that.
So 25 to 28.
Yeah, I mean, you can like read all kinds of stuff that's happening with like your brain at different stages in life. And it just, I mean, for some people, maybe it happens a little later, maybe a little earlier, but that is kind of like the general time.
That would make sense in my brain. I feel like maybe 28, I got better, but like,
It could be, but every slowly happen over a few years,
but a year, but every year that goes on, I'm like, oh my God, I have been a fucking moron my whole entire adult life. I don't.
Not the whole time, but there was a good chunk of time there.
Yeah, but even like if I'm not like a moron to y'all, to you or to other people, I was a moron to other people. You know what I mean? Like, no, I was making poor decisions, and poor decisions are just like a part of like.
That's called the learning curve.
Yeah,
that's you gotta go through that, because that's how you learn. If you continue to keep making those bad decisions, you're not learning anything. You're not growing. You're just being ignorant and stupid.
How funny will it be if Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber are like the next? Okay, I was going to say Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, but they're not married. But meaning like together for like a really long time, and they prove us all wrong, and we're all just a bunch of dicks.
That would be great. I mean, I think they're a cute couple.
I think they're a cute couple.
I like them together. I just, you know, I'm like, they're so young. I mean, do you remember being super young and thinking like that Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake would be together forever?
Yes.
They were children when they were dating, but to me they were like,
well, because we were like 11.
I know, but it's I'm just saying perception of things and such.
Do you think 11 year olds are looking up to Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin? Oh my God. Is that like a thing?
Yeah, of course.
What are 11 year olds looking at? So they are the new like rock stars of our time, of like of that, you know what I mean? Like the way that you're right. Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
Well, no, I think it was more Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Well, everyone's rooting for that.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying like they were like the Justin and Britney of the time. That like, you know, but they were just so young. It was like there was like puppy love. Just, you know, it was never meant to last. Even, and, you know.
Honestly, I think you also believe in now. because I'm going to eat my words just now when I just said we're all rooting for that. Selena Gomez deserves better.
I agree.
Even though Justin Bieber is your hall pass, you believe also that Selena Gomez deserves better.
Well, not anymore.
Who is your new hall pass?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll take a little bit of like what Austin Mahone's putting down.
Who the heck is that?
He's also like a young like pop star
kid. Oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with you?
He's so cute.
Katie, you are a cradle robber. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you also appreciate a good like old dude. Talking about Bruce Willis?
Oh yeah.
Bruce Willis is what's up.
Oh my God, yeah.
I said that in front of my dad recently when he like came in town and like totally weirded him out. And like there was like a solid 3.7 second awkward silence.
Yeah. Him and like, I mean, The Rock too.
Oh, well, The Rock, that is a universally accepted hall pass that I think every husband, boyfriend, man, lesbian, bisexual, anyone would be like, fine. The Rock wanted to fuck you and you fucked him. Fine.
I know, but it's also like this weird thing where it's like, I don't know if I want to fuck him or I want him to be my dad, which that's like a loaded thing to say because I don't have like daddy issues. But no, but seriously, like if I could have sex with him, I'd be like, fine, you could adopt me.
That is.
And I'd be totally fine with that. Honestly, and I would just switch gears.
Not to like cross over into your weirdness right now, but I'm mind blown. And I think that is so accurate.
Right, it makes
sense. Or even be your best friend.
It really sounds messed up to say, but even
you just want him a part of your life.
Yeah,
be my dad and take care of me, or be my boyfriend or husband and have sex with me and take care of me, or be my best friend that I can always hang around because you're so likable. Or actually, just be the president of my country, please.
My friend Jesse, shout out to Jesse. She just worked on a project, and he was in it, and she met him. And
what?
Yeah. He said to call her DJ.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really? But like in that voice?
I don't know. Not in that voice.
Tom Short. You did your husband's sex.
DJ.
He said to call him DJ.
I was trying to just highlight that. But no, but she had, we had the same conversation about him. And she got what I meant by it as well and agreed. But
I'm agreeing with you.
Her response, she's like, I just want him to carry me around in a baby Bjorn, which I also get.
Yeah. Actually, The Rock might be like, he might actually like be like the second coming of Christ.
Chupacabra is what he is.
What does that mean again?
It's like chupacabras are like a myth. Like they don't actually exist. But like, it's like, yeah, it's like the Loch Ness Monster.
Can you believe his wife? Or baby mama. I don't even know if they're married or not.
I don't know if they're married, yeah.
But they have like two kids together. Can you like,
do you follow him on Instagram? Do you see like his videos? Like when he dressed up as Pokemon?
No, I don't.
Or Pikachu, whatever.
Myself, Pikachu. I know. I did not.
He like dressed up in the costume.
Do I really? Should I follow? Oh my God.
Yes.
That just makes me, it might, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll follow The Rock.
Because he's like the cutest dad ever. So it's just like, okay, like be my dad.
How did this like happen with his baby mama? Like it's just, and they look so in love all the time.
And do you know what's even cooler is that his ex-wife is like his like manager. She like manages his career and they have like this amazing, they have a kid together as well, you know, older kid.
No.
And but they're like best friends. And I'm like, your life is perfect.
Wait a second.
Girl.
His ex-wife, who he has a kid with, is his manager.
Yeah, it's a manager. Don't quote me on that. Like manager or something. She works
or actively participates in some like, yes, professional manner.
They're like, you know, best friends, but like, you know, yeah.
I am like so mind blown right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wonder though if this is how people like think about me, Brittany, and Jax. And I'm like, well, Jax isn't The Rock, so like, no.
No. No, but I've loved The Rock for weird. A really long time because growing up with brothers, we watched like the WWE. Back then there was WWF, and you know, do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah, I never.
I
never watched that stuff. So like, I only got into The Rock when I saw what the Scorpion King, because it was like spinoff of like The Mummy. Brendan Fraser, RIP. I know you're not dead, but it feels like you are because I can't find you anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But wow, that's really cool. So you know someone who worked with The Rock, and I'll start following him on Instagram, which means I have to unfollow someone else so I can keep 666 followers.
Sounds good.
Cooking is a giant pain in my ass. Trying to figure out what to cook, then going to the grocery and like making a grocery list. Like, oh, I need to get like, I don't know, Planko things, or like, I don't even know what that is. Seriously, see, you see that I know nothing about cooking. Anyway, that is why I love companies like Green Chef. And Green Chef is partnered with HelloFresh, but Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that includes everything you need to easily cook delicious meals that you can feel great about. So let me tell you how this works. You go to the website, which is greenchef.us. You go through different meals and you pick the meals that you want. You pick how many you want, and they will deliver in an insulated box all of the ingredients pre-packaged, pre-portioned, right to your door with an easy instruction sheet of paper, and everything takes like barely any time to make. So there's no leftover food, there's no wasting food, there's no mess. It's easy, it's fantastic, and we don't have time to be like going to the grocery and all that stuff. And this just makes life so much easier so that you don't have to waste time thinking about how you're going to plan your next meal. There's a wide variety of organic ingredients, so you can feel fantastic about what you're eating. So it's easy to maintain a specialty diet, which I know a lot of us are super concerned about. But right now, they are giving $50 off your first box of Green Chef when you go to greenchef.us/Stassi. So that's greenchef.us/Stassi, STASSI. You can find a bunch of different type of meal plans, including paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free, omnivore, and carnivore. So many freaking options. So basically, the world is your oyster when you go to greenchef.us/Stassi. Okay, so we've moved on from Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber to The Rock.
I'm not totally over Justin, but I might be retiring it. For sure. Unless he comes back in like a smoke show, but no. Nah. He's retired.
Meghan Markle. Ugh. So I know that the last time you and I did a podcast together, we just basically spoke about Meghan Markle the whole entire time, but you're the only other person that feels the way that I do. So every other podcast that I've done, I'm not ever allowed to give, like, to bring it up because no one really cares. Katie and I legitimately send each other Meghan Markle things every fucking day.
Every day.
She is a full-blown goddess. You are right. I think I now have another conspiracy theory because I'm like, she's too perfect that like it just doesn't make sense that like she might actually be a tall gray or an alien, like a shapeshifter. Like,
yeah, or she takes big poops.
That doesn't...
I'm kidding. No, I'm just saying we're trying to... Okay, oh, you were talking about something else. I was thinking like trying to like think like what... There's got to be something about her that's just like... What's
I was
like,
do you mean, is that why she's so skinny? Is that like, what do you mean? Takes big poop.
No, Tom has this thing with like people. He'll look at certain people. He's like, they look like they take big dumps.
Well, I would love to be the one that takes big dumps.
Sorry, I feel like I shouldn't talk about poop, but it's fun.
We always do.
I know. But I have this conversation with you and I don't think about the fact that like how many people are going to listen. But you know what? Poop is funny.
You know what I realized after our trip
to
Mexico?
Part of our lives.
And it is funny. I'm sorry. Anybody who has an issue with it, turn it off. Turn my podcast off. Unsubscribe. Unfollow. Like, you're not meant to be here. Like, this is life. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, how are you actually going to just deal with everything? Having children. Or if you don't have children, I don't know, one day walking in to your partner, like, by accident or something. Like, just deal with it. Everyone does it. Yep. But for real... The fact that since Mexico, all of us have been kind of weird. You took medicine for it, whatever.
No, I didn't. Oh, I took over the counter. Yeah, I just took Imodium.
Do you know that and then your husband went through something, which eventually people will know about. And then Bo had to go to a full-blown doctor and has been on prescription medication for.
He must have like really got some kind of like.
Okay, but do you know what I just realized is that I have still had this every day. I still have it, but I'm not. Like, I haven't lost any weight. So I legitimately, it's like I have a parasite or something every single morning.
You might not be gaining any weight.
Well, I guess that's fine.
If it's just moving through you.
That's true. But like, I'm, yeah, that was a sidetrack. Maybe TMI situation.
Okay, Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Probably doesn't poop, but whatever.
I don't think she does.
No. And if, does she pick her nose?
I don't think she does.
Does she?
Does she watch TV? Do you think, what, if she watches,
I mean, TV, she was on TV. She's got to watch TV.
But what do you think her life is like right
she
now?
She reads books.
Because she has to. Because people are probably more. Like, you can't just like have a TV in your room, like in your bedroom or like in your living room. Like, you can have a TV. You are a royal now.
I have a TV in every like room possible.
I'm surprised you don't have a TV in like your dining area that like is around your kitchen just in case.
Yeah, it's called my phone. That's true. I carry around my phone and watch stuff throughout the house.
But this is, I wonder this about Meghan Markle. Her face is too perfect. Her hair is too perfect. Her body is like, it's not even like what, like, you know, we would consider perfect. Like, she doesn't have like a giant ass with a small waist and big boobs and all that. Her body is just like all of a sudden just perfect because it is what it is.
Because she's been doing yoga for,
but I don't even mean that. It's like, it's not even the body type that we're all saying that like we should all have. And it's still perfect. Everything about her, her style, her voice.
Her voice. My favorite thing, I love to just watch videos of her when she would do like speaking engagements. Like, we're crazy.
No, yeah, I know.
We're crazy. Because she just is like so like bubbly and like,
but not in an annoying way.
No,
in just a likable.
She just is genuinely just a happy person and just has so much compassion and just.
Is someone that perfect? Do you really think?
I mean,
how is it possible? Like, how is this possible that she does not have anything unlikable? Like, there's nothing unlikable that I can see.
Well, yeah, I mean, not that we know of. I mean, not unlikable, but she maybe she has her thing.
I want to see a freak out.
A full blown.
I want to know if sometimes Markle meltdown. She like walks in, like if she's like, oh, I have to get ready to go out tonight. Like, you know, like I fucking freak out and I'm like, I feel fucking fat. I'm bloated. I'm really hot. Like, I don't want to put on an outfit for this like party. Like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. No, like I can't. I can't deal with it. I want to know if she like walks around and has panic attacks the same way that
because,
we do.
No, because, okay, you know what? Because the one person who would know those things, her hubby Harry, looks at her the way we look at her. That picture I sent you, that video where he's like got his hands up and he looks just like, he has just pure like glee plastered across his face. He's just, it's like,
it doesn't matter,
he has,
Katie,
like,
because
heart, emoji heart
it doesn't
eyes.
Matter because I've seen Schwartz do that to you a million times. I see Bo do that to me a million times. And it doesn't matter when I feel bloated on my period and bitchy and annoyed. There is no look that can save me from being an asshole.
I'm just saying, I think he's just as enamored by her as we are. Maybe she just is like this, like Adonis, just goddess of perfection. I don't know.
She used to live in LA and go to Fresh Corn Grill. Okay.
Yeah. If you, yeah. No.
She
offense.
Did all the same things that we did.
Do you, okay. I texted you today because I was just like, if she was hanging around West Hollywood spots, she had certainly been disturbed.
I need to know.
And
I
it was
need to know.
Really probably pretty likely that she came in when
we
were working. Yeah, we probably gave her really shitty service.
Yeah, back before
we
there was
give
a show.
Service.
This is the thing. Back before there was Vanderpump Rules, I think she probably came in. When Sir was like this local, like, hip, but not hip as in like trendy as in like, oh, people are going to flock to it. It's like you had to know about it. And it was like kind of undercover. Cool. I feel like she probably went there and one of us served her.
I'm just going to say that for sure happened.
I would. You know what? I'm going to go with this, too.
Mm-hmm.
I lie awake at night. I know you do as well. Just thinking about Meghan Markle.
I don't necessarily lie awake at night.
I really do.
No,
when
but,
I can't
but,
sleep,
oh,
I'm like, I'm going to Google Meghan Markle.
Okay.
Stuff.
So, once that happens, or if like, let's say, you know, I'm on Daily Mail and I'm reading something about her and then I go down like the rabbit hole of like looking at all of her like outfits and then some videos of like, And then I just am just like, wow. Like, she doesn't need any makeup.
No.
She looks gorgeous.
No.
She's got like perfect teeth,
perfect nose,
perfect hair.
Perfect. Her nose is like nothing I've ever seen. It's like the cutest fucking nose. Everything
it is.
Her face shape, just everything. It's, I'm disgusted by her.
I feel like their kids are going to be like really cute.
No shit.
When are they going to have a baby?
I feel like that's going to happen like
soon.
Soon.
I think so too.
This is like the most perfect.
But also,
ever.
And like, and then what she was doing yesterday was, about
the cookbook
for charity. Also, like, did you get your hands on one?
No, you did.
No, oh. I thought you would have like been all over.
No,
that.
I thought you would have been all over that.
Oh
actually.
Shit! Well, should we?
I was just gonna wait till like I don't know, like I saw it on Amazon Prime or like Barnes and Noble or something, like right in front of my face. I wasn't like proactive because you know I don't cook, so like
I don't either, but. I have bookmarked Chrissy Teigen's, now she's got her new cookbook, but her Cravings cookbook my mom sent me, and there's some like really great stuff. A lot of the stuff she does, I'm like, there's no way. You have to be like skilled in the kitchen, and I can easily mess up mac and cheese, so.
Yeah, I mess up everything. So like they're like, when somebody says the word cookbook, it's like my attention just like I don't even know where it is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm just thinking about like all of the stuff that I have to like organize in my closet. You lost me.
Oh God. No, I'm closet. Yeah. No, yeah. I'm trying to look up the cookbook.
Yeah. But when did Meghan Markle have time to make this charity cookbook while she was planning a wedding, getting married, learning how to be a royal, learning all the rules, realizing she can't eat like fish in front of the queen. Do you know that's a rule?
You can't eat fish in front of the queen?
Fish or shellfish. One of those. It's like the weirdest rule I've ever
heard.
Is
she allergic?
No, I think there's like no like logical explanation for it, but it's like on every list of like things that like royalty can't do.
So
yeah, but
rules.
Also, Meghan Markle is breaking the rules, like that freaking blazer tuxedo dress that was a mini dress.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yes, queen, yes, queen, yes. This is just everything I need right now. Showing off your legs in this mini dress, being like, yeah, I'm a fucking royal and I'm from America and I'm here right now and I'm watching Hamilton. Like, oh, yeah. It was the best.
Dude, the black, like, pant, like the flared pants with the black jacket. Oh, my. Oh. I feel like she was a combo of mine and yours outfit the other day.
The other day?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're talking about the other day?
I don't know when she wore this outfit, but it was like
there's
all
one
black, and it was black pants that were like
flared,
long and flared, and then she had a black jacket over it, and then like I don't know, a black top as well, but it looked like your pantsuit mixed with whatever I was wearing.
Oh my God. So if we had a baby, it would be Meghan Markle. You would give it the good hair, and I would give it nothing. They literally have nothing in common physically with Meghan Markle. So, like, that's depressing.
If our outfits had a baby.
If our outfits had a baby, it would be Meghan Markle. Okay, then fine.
Look at $16.99 on Prime. Should I get us?
Yes, get two.
Okay.
I'll Venmo you.
I'm pre-order. It's a pre-order.
Do you know that today I looked up, you know what came out? Thank you. Katie just Amazoned that shit. So now we have Meghan Markle's cookbook. You know what came out that I saw in Daily Mail right before you got here? There's video of her at her her middle school graduation when she's like 14 years old, and she gave the speech. And I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. Really? So not only did you like write to Hillary Clinton and like actually like shift things for people in terms of like gender roles and all that as a child. Cool. I was sitting there just like thinking about the Spice Girl. So I am so basic.
I mean, I gave a speech at my high school graduation, but I wasn't going deep on those kind of issues.
I actually did too, because I was president. Well, not my high school graduation.
Oh, mine was high school.
I was president of just like my elementary school. So when it was my 14-year-old,
you ruled the school.
It was so embarrassing. And then I decided that I wanted to be weird and semi-goth, but like never commit to it. So it was just like, no, I'm just like pasty, overweight, and have black short hair. Anyway,
because what is it? Even 1 second.
Shut up. You're annoying. Oh my God, I can't. I didn't even.
A second makes all the difference.
But it does.
It does. It's true.
It really does. Mm-hmm. But I watched her give this speech as a 14-year-old, and I'm like,
I didn't
most see. Eloquent speech ever. You'll see. You'll,
okay, I'll watch it later.
You'll end up seeing it on Daily Mail, like when you refresh. It was insane.
Shit.
So cool. So Meghan Markle's now married too. Hailey Baldwin's about to get married. Marriage is like a big part of my life right now, and it never has been before. You were the pretty much, besides like another friend that I grew up with from home, you were the first person in my life to, besides like all of my parents, like marriages.
Like someone, your peer.
Yes.
Yeah.
To get married.
Of your peers. Mm-hmm.
And now I know 4 million people that are getting married. And mm-hmm. it is like really starting to like shape like my view on weddings and what I want to do, or I'm trying to say this delicately. Like I'm sorry. Everyone is getting married at the same time right now. And not everyone's wedding can be the most special day of everybody else's lives.
No, I mean, no wedding is going to be that to anyone but the people that are getting married.
And I don't want people to think that, like, this, because we're on Vanderpump Rules, that I'm talking about Brittany, because Brittany's been easy as fuck. So, like, this really isn't that. Yes, Brittany's engaged, but there's been no anything that, like, has been a pain in the ass. My sisters got engaged. Mm-hmm. I have friends that I grew up with that are now engaged and now are planning their weddings. And there's so much that's required, so much time that you have to take off. And then not just for a wedding, but then for a bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah.
Or to plan a bridal shower, or to plan like an engagement party or something like that. And I'm like, oh, my God, there are a million of you. And I'm not going to spend every time that I have off on somebody's fucking wedding, to the point where I'm like, you know what? When I get engaged and have a wedding, you might be disappointed, but like, I might not do anything but just get married.
Or you might have all this pent up
that you're gonna
be like, everyone, cancel your lives. I'm getting married.
I can't. I would never. I know. I think that's what
revenge. You're going to get revenge.
I think that's what you would expect. But like, for real, it is because I'm going through all of this. I am getting perspective. My little sister chose her date June 23rd, the day before my birthday next year in Mississippi. Okay. So in between everything that's going on next summer, I am going to fly down, which you're invited, so you might be obligated to go as well, to go June 20th.
Dude, the day before your birthday.
Everybody should know better.
That,
especially my sister.
That's just, you that's know, just I mean, I understand. Like, so you're going to have you're going to have multiple birthdays. And,
yeah,
you know,
she's my sister.
And that's, she's only going to get one wedding. So, like, I get it. But you know what? The thing is, when you choose your date, you don't consider anyone else.
And which is, that's how it actually should, and I agree with that.
But
it should be like that.
But
it's your day.
In doing that, you also are resigning to the fact that because of that, that no one is obligated to come to your shit. You're like, well, this is when I want to get married. I can't, you know, consider everyone else's opinions on this. But you know what? If it doesn't work for you, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
So,
or just to not be thrilled. Like, just because you like, obviously, I'm not missing my sister's wedding. Of course. Like, do you know what I mean? But like, I'm not thrilled. I'm not even like 0.5% thrilled about that date. Like, that's actually a pain in my ass, because I'm going to wake up on my birthday hungover, having to fly back to LA real fast. So like, that's kind of annoying.
So wait,
but like, there's a million weddings that are going on right now.
I'm like more concerned. I'm like, but what does that mean for the birthday plans?
I feel like I just feel like next year, no birthday party, nothing. Not even like a birthday dinner. I just feel like there's no way. It's just,
I mean,
there's too much going on.
Yeah.
There's too much going on in our lives and everyone that I know's lives, that it's just like, I'm just, yeah, I don't think that's a thing. And I'm preparing myself for that. But it's just the like this wedding mentality. You, when you were engaged and planning your wedding, you were the only one that I knew. So like, and you were an easy bride, which was so lucky. So I got, you know what? It's like when people have like a multiple children, but their first child was really easy. So they think like everyone, every child after that's going to be easy. Mm-hmm. That was you. So like you were the first one that like I was around for like the whole process of like planning a wedding and seeing what a bride would be like. And you were easy.
I didn't know how to be a like, I didn't know. I had nothing else to really compare it to because all of my friends that were married, like, kind of, like, did, yeah, they were just, like, low-key about it. But, you know, I mean, I it's, you know, it's not in my nature, my style to, like, make things about myself or, you know, put people out. Like, you know, I was just, like, I just want to get married. If people want to come, that's cool. I'm not trying to inconvenience anyone, but, like.
But it wasn't even just that. You were, that wasn't the, like, you were chill about every part of it. Your bachelorette party, your bridal shower, your dress. You found it right away. Your dress fitting.
The bachelorette
fittings,
party
like,
was.
But you were still, you weren't like, I need this. I need this. I want this.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, did you see that post on Daily Mail about, oh, my God. The woman who was having a wedding in Thailand and then.
No, wait.
This was an actual thing that just went viral on Facebook. Okay. Someone in a random state somewhere, I don't know, this woman posted a Facebook post saying, at the risk of sounding entitled, I have to vent today. Okay. I'm not going to like say the whole entire thing because like this is all like fucking summarized. But they have like quotes in it. So she invited 150 guests to her wedding in Thailand. And it was going to cost $3,000 a person to go to this destination wedding. And she goes, now this I quote, only 9 people RSVP'd out of 150. Okay, I get it. Paying $3,000 to share my special day is too much for some of you, but I'd pay for yours. Whatever. All right. Then it goes on to say, she changed her wedding venue. So she's like, I changed my wedding venue to Hawaii, which saved guests a whopping $1,000. Only 7 of you RSVP'd. So they lost 2 people after they changed.
Those 2 people just wanted to go to Thailand.
They're like, totally. She goes, it costs less, but less of you want to come. Is that what you think of her part, her blank and me? You can't spare $2,000 to come share our happiness? I'm tempted to just elope and not let any of you be part of our happiest day. This is it, guys. You have 3 days to respond to our evites or we're deleting you off Facebook and good luck keeping up with our lives then.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
Then
someone
it actually.
Thinks they're real special.
She ends it with. Because I thought that was the ending. And don't get me started on the registry. Only the cheap stuff is gone. I swear I thought I had better friends.
My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Brides scare the shit out of me.
I mean, this guy still wants to marry her? Like, he's like down with her acting a freaking fool? What the fuck? That's messed up.
I'm just... Well, yes, this is like mad amounts of messed up. Jeez. Like it is just so intense. Like this is how I feel about destination weddings now. You were very kind in that you did do it in a way that, okay, it was a couple days in the middle of the week where you only had people that you actually wanted to be there. And if someone couldn't come, you didn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You didn't give a fuck. And it wasn't like you're going to another country, another continent, whatever. But if you're having your wedding someplace else that requires that much time off of work, because most people have to work every day, and then you get mad at them for not wanting to spend their money or their time off, like, you should be shot. You should be one of those people that are weeded out of the world. Because most people don't get a lot of time off, like, with their careers. And if they do get time off, they want to spend it with their significant other or their families or their friends or their children, not on a wedding where they're just obligated to go to.
I mean, you have to pick, like, do you want a big wedding or do you want a destination, a cool location to get married in? Because typically when people go get married in those kind of places, it's with like 10 people. They don't even invite that many people because they have the awareness to understand that people can't pay and travel and do all that shit. So, I mean, it just sounds like she should have just had it in her fucking backyard and had everyone come. So she wanted people to pay $3,000 to come share in her special day and then also get her a present.
But not a cheap one.
Weird. I mean, Tom and I didn't have a registry. We're like, if people are able to take off time and spend money. No, I literally just thought about it.
I
was like,
I don't think I got you guys a wedding present.
No, because we're like, people coming is the present. Like, it was in the middle of the week. People had to pay for, you know, flights and hotel and stuff. So I didn't want people to buy us presents. That wasn't the point. And, you know, I mean, wow.
I am on like, this wow. weird. The fact that I just know so many people at the same time that are getting married. And so I'm like, there are demands on me and like everywhere I turn. It's just like really freaking me out. And I'm not talking about like Vanderpump Rules people. I'm not talking about anyone in particular. It's just like I know so many people that
it's
are
just a lot.
And then I feel bad that I'm like, I get to save the date and I'm like, fuck, like I don't know that I can make that. Like I don't know. Like I would, if I could, I would love to, I'd love to be able to make all of them. Like weddings are fucking fun.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
I think what's happening right now is it's like, because I don't know if you're like me, I hear people talk about wedding season. I'm like, oh my gosh. I know people that go to like 6 weddings in a summer.
Fuck that.
I average one wedding like every like 4 years. Not even. My brother got married and that was the first wedding I'd been to since my own. So I don't understand when people are talking about how crazy wedding season is. But I guess
Alex
now
goes to weddings. You know, one my best Alex yeah. from Ron's goes to weddings all the time. I'm always like in awe. I'm like, who are you?
I feel like Kristen goes to a lot of weddings too.
Well, like a lot of her family members and stuff like just got married. Like her sister got married. Like her one of her best friends like got married. Like
she was just at a wedding.
Kristen, this year has been a big wedding year for Kristen too.
I don't know, but for me, like it's not even that I'm getting a bunch of like wedding invitations, but like at all. I haven't even been invited to a wedding, so it's not like I'm just choosing not to go. But I can imagine that, you know, now with having so many people so close to you getting married coming up that you're kind of like
overwhelmed
freaking
as fuck.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like there are all these things that I have to like block off time for. And I'm like, but what about the things that I want to do with my time that I get off work?
Here's the thing
that I like book out for. Like, can I want to go do what I want to do, like when I can have days off.
I don't think anyone should feel pressure to an obligation to have to go to all the events leading up to it. Cause there's a lot, there's, you know, bachelorette parties, there's bridal showers, there's rehearsal dinners. There's all that shit on top of the actual wedding that, you know, I think most people understand if you can't make it to all those things.
No one's been mad at me. Like no one's, but I haven't like expressed frustration or anything. It's not that I'm even frustrated with anyone in particular. It's like, fuck, there's 5 fucking different weddings going on. And I'm like, I can't handle this right now. It's too many things to where I'm like, I don't want
to
be.
But you don't have to do them all.
A dick. You don't have to be a dick. I know. I don't have to do them all.
You're not being a dick because you can't run around the country to celebrate every event that these people are having.
I want you to know this right now, Katie. Katie Marie Maloney Schwartz. When I get engaged, whenever that may be, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, I don't fucking know. Whenever Bo decides to pull that trigger. Whenever, I'm not gonna make it hard on any of you. I'm gonna make it so easy. I'm gonna be like, this shit's gonna be in my backyard. It is gonna be right in Los Angeles. And it's like, whoever can come can come. If you can't, I don't care. If you can't come to my wedding dress, like to pick out a wedding dress with me, fine. I don't need a bridal shower. I don't even know if I need a bachelorette party.
Well, you're going to have really, all of that. You're going to get all that, but
I don't even know if I want bridesmaids, because then it puts that.
No. Because that's not always the case. I was very conscious of like not wanting to, you know, overwhelm people or give people jobs. Like, it's this like, is your job to do, like, you know, I'm like, I
no
got this.
No one is going to get a job.
I got this. I basically, I want to just bridesmaids as like an accessory. I didn't like, I wasn't trying to have like a team of workers to help me like plan shit. Like, it's more fun if people can come along for that stuff for sure and give opinions. But I wasn't, you know, trying to delegate responsibilities to everyone. And I just wanted, I wanted it to have, to be fun. So having my friends and bridesmaids to help, you know, make it enjoyable and memorable and fun, that was all I cared about.
You know what? Maybe I'm not going to have bridesmaids and I'll just have like a maid of honor and you can just be up there and that's
yeah.
it. And then do you know how much pressure you're going to feel?
Do it.
Do you know how much pressure you'd feel?
None.
A shit ton.
No, because I am already, I'm the bridesmaid, I'm the maid of honor of your life.
That's another thing about actual, like, I was thinking about this. Let's continue this topic of weddings. I want this because I know that everyone else in the world, anyone listening to this, has felt this frustration of like, oh my God, there's so much pressure either to pick bridesmaids or to be a bridesmaid or to be a wedding guest or to fly out to take off work or like what is the appropriate way to like deal with things? I don't know. And one thing I like can only agree on is the fact that you are not allowed to like be upset by like the bride or groom's decisions. Do you know what I mean? Like
100%.
That's the only thing that I agree with.
And everyone
like, that is like whatever they want, they get. No one's allowed to bitch about it.
Yeah,
like,
no. I mean, and a lot of people have. A lot of people are petty, and they will. And
I mean, I'm bitching about my sister having her wedding on June 23rd, but I'm still gonna go to it and be happy as fuck. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I. Well, I was telling you earlier, Rocky and my brother and his wife, they got married the day after Tom and I's wedding anniversary, you know? And so, yeah, we had the rehearsal dinner on like our anniversary, but like, I wasn't like mad about that. Nothing. I wasn't like, oh my God, I have to spend my, but no, it was great. Like we were like celebrating their coming nuptials on, you know, the anniversary of our wedding. It was like very love. I mean, yeah, I told you, I did make like a speech at the rehearsal dinner. Because my mom and I were talking about how on that day 2 years ago, Lindsay, Rocky's wife, caught my bouquet and how things, you know, come full
circle. That was really fucking sweet.
So then, you know, she had me come up and, you know, give a little speech, say a few words. So I thought it'd be fun to welcome everyone to Tom and I's anniversary party.
And that is amazing. And I everyone wish I was laughed. At that wedding for that I reason. Especially just to hear that speech.
I got so many lols. It was awesome. They loved it. But no, I was just like, you know what? I'm like, it's amazing to be able to, you know, celebrate our anniversary, you know, celebrating the love, blah, 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 blah. You know, yeah, I'm a crowd pleaser. What can I say?
But you don't get away with jokes like that. If I said that, I would be like, people would be like, Sassy's such a bitch. Of course, she just made this about her.
That was like my biggest advice, like now to like Brittany, as she's like beginning to plan everything.
The process.
Yeah, I was just like, a lot of people are going to have opinions. Mom, your family, your friends.
To get engaged now.
Everyone's going to have so many opinions about what they think you should do for your wedding, what they would do if it was their, you know, and all that. I mean, you have to tune it out. And also, there's going to be a lot of people that come out of the woodwork, you know, because they want to come to your wedding or they want to be invited. But yeah, like, I'm like, you have to remember that weddings cost a lot of money and it all, and like that money is very dependent on how many people are there. So make sure you only have the people that you
reminded
want
her about that for her engagement party. It's like, yo, you're spending a lot of money and it's per person.
Yeah,
that's expensive. So
I'm like, just be ruthless when it comes to picking your bridesmaids. Don't consider like everyone else's feelings. You be entirely selfish about this. What are your feelings about who stands up with you at your wedding? You know, everyone else will get over it. Not even that they should be able to, or it's appropriate for them to have any kind of feelings or opinions about it. They can be butthurt, but do that on your own time. You know. So I think that's just like the biggest, most important thing for brides, grooms getting married, that they need to just be ruthless AF.
Katie, I am
give no fucks.
I am scared to get engaged for this reason, because
because Sassy, you're really good about just being like, sorry.
Yeah.
You love a good disinvite.
Yeah, but it's I love oh yeah, that I love. Totally.
See?
I'm not talking about who's invited to my wedding, my future hopeful wedding, but I'm talking about the bridesmaid situation. I'm like, it stresses me out because now, like, I think about this. I'm like, I'm watching everybody have to, like, make these decisions. And I'm like, does that mean that, oh my, it's just a lot. It's a lot.
It's really not that hard.
Well, it is if I only want to have one bridesmaid or none.
Well, you can't have one.
I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever you're telling me I can do what I want.
I know. I'm kidding with you.
So that is like, I'm like, I, everybody says like the advice that you give,
you can only have one if it's
your, it's your wedding. You can do what you want,
I know.
What you want.
Yeah.
But then if I didn't have bridesmaids, a lot of people would be really pissed off. And then I'm like, this isn't even my wedding anymore.
They wouldn't be pissed off. They would not be pissed off. But I think, I don't know. I went back and forth 800 times about having bridesmaids or not having bridesmaids or how many or whatever, a bunch. You have no idea what the fuck you want until you're actually physically planning that stuff. Then yeah, all of a sudden, changes.
I'm getting way ahead of myself.
Yeah.
I'm not engaged, but it's just because so many people are, I'm constantly being exposed to like these situations and like everybody's like, I see that the one thing that I agree on is, you can never go to the bride and groom and complain to them. You complain behind their backs.
Exactly.
That's the only thing you can do.
That's the only time it's appropriate.
That's it. Like, you don't have to be like, my sister, she might hear this on my podcast when she's listening to it, but I'm technically complaining just behind her back. I'm like, Georgie, you're choosing June 23rd. It's really inconvenient, but I will make it happen.
There's so many days in the year.
You're choosing like a really... inconvenient
so
one.
Days. I always wonder about those people that have like New Year's Eve weddings.
Rude. No offense if you did, but rude.
Actually, you know what though?
Well, New Year's Eve actually always sucks.
It's always, I would like
good.
It.
Me
I
too.
Would like it if someone, I'm like,
Katie,
great, now I know what I'm doing.
Katie,
boom, don't have to think
about
it.
You are right. Maybe, oh my God, Katie, you're 100% correct. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I just took back the rude comment that I just made. I think that if maybe I got engaged one day, that would be an option.
No, you should get married on Halloween.
Well, that would be even better. Did you see Gigi Hadid walking down the aisle, walking down the runway today? I think it was Moschino or however you say it.
Moschino, yeah.
Did you see this?
No, I didn't see it, but
oh, wait. Snap.
Is this?
It's not even bridal wear.
Is it Milan Fashion Week? Well, Moschino,
Milan.
Moschino is not bridal wear.
It's not. It wasn't. Okay. So it was she ended it or something. So it was all normal clothes. This was literally today. And she ended the fashion show in like this mini, like whatever gown, like, well, I guess cocktail dress, but with like a veil and a bouquet. And then the veil was so long with like fake butterflies on it and carried by a bunch of people just in black bodysuits from head to toe. So you couldn't even see what they looked like. It was like zombies.
Were you inspired?
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, if I get married, then I just want to have a bunch of like zombies just like carry my veil.
It's so much fun to talk about it. I mean, we've been doing this like at a professional level for the last like 8 years.
In our brains.
No, together. Remember?
On Pinterest.
Yeah, no.
On Pinterest.
I distinctly remember.
Yes. On Pinterest. Yes. Sitting 8-9 years ago, sitting on the floor of you and Tom's apartment and all of that stuff. And I'm like, oh, I was with Jax, I think, at the time. I'm like, let's Pinterest some wedding things together. Maybe we could get married. Oh, my God. That's so gross. Yeah. Me out. That is so gross and weird.
It's so funny.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah. But at that point, we were just planning like hypothetical weddings to anyone.
Yeah. It was just like, what do
but,
I like?
But also what
I
you're like? Going to have to consider is a lot of these things that you're stressing about your, you know, future.
My future maybe wedding.
Yeah, but like those things will also be decided between you and Bo. Like, Bo, you have to be like, do you want groomsmen?
We've talked about this, though.
Do you want groomsmen?
We've talked about this a bunch of times, what we would want. Mm-hmm. And so it's granted, we're kind of on the same page.
It's really fun to have bridesmaids, I will say that much. I will.
It's not fun to narrow it down and like X people out. And it's not like I don't.
Well, yeah, but you just have to. Yeah, you'll know.
Once I'll know you when know. I get there. Yeah. When I get there, I guess I'll understand. Yeah. When I get there, I'll understand. It's not gonna be for a while. But so like I'm just saying the whole top the and. Anyone looking into this conversation topic is not because I'm getting engaged anytime soon. It's because I know a million people in my life that are close to me that are getting married. And so mm-hmm. it's just like a constant thing that I'm having to be like, okay, can I go to this? Can I do this? Can I do this? Can I help with this? Or like, what do I need to do? And I'm like, fuck, is everybody else my age just as stressed out with weddings? Like, this is an epidemic. Marriage is an epidemic right now.
Well, do you know what's, it is annoying when, I mean, like, yeah, there are those events like, you know, bachelorette parties and bridal showers and stuff like that. But then when people like try to have too much going on, we're like, so we're going to spend the next 6 months and every trip I take and every free moment I get is going to be spent like doing another, like, come on. You gotta have a little bit of awareness, yeah, to realize like everyone's down to like everyone's happy for you, they want to celebrate, they want to support you, but like they don't want to do it like every, like there doesn't need to be a party every month.
100%. And you know what, I feel like a dick right now because every single person I know that's getting married right now has technically been no one's been mad at me. No one's been like, no one's demanded anything.
Well, it's
of
only
me.
Just begun.
It's just that there's so many of them that I'm just overwhelmed. Like everyone's been, no one's a bridezilla. It's just that like there's so many that I'm like, I'm just stressed because I'm like, I don't, that's what it is. So I have to clarify that with this whole conversation. No one's like being an asshole.
No, it's just, no, I'm not saying that, but
like all at the same time,
it elicits stress for sure. Yeah,
because I know, and it is everybody's special day. It's your fucking special day. It's the most important day. And like,
but guess what? You have to, but everyone, brides, grooms, everyone needs to get it in their head that it's your special day. But it ain't everyone else's special day.
No, and it's not my special day.
It's special to them because they love you and they want to be there for you. But to become demanding and to become like very like self-important and you know, that gets old very quickly. And also you don't want to do too much of that because I will say once you get married, nobody gives a fuck anymore. Nobody.
You do say this.
All it is like, so how's married life? When are you having kids? No one's like, congrats. No, it's like you're married. All right, bye.
So then I'm gonna, you know what? Then I'm gonna have I'll have a long engagement whenever I get engaged, so that like I can just like be congratulated for 4 years straight.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't milk it too much because.
I'm joking.
Yeah, but you know, but I will say that. So, you know, don't go overboard with trying to just milk it. Because then everyone will be exhausted by the time your wedding actually comes. But also, you know, remember that once you get married, that's...
You're the one to give advice on everything because you've been through it and you did it very well.
Tom and I, like, both
you
talked to her, like...
very well.
After we got married, we're like, no one cares about us anymore. Well, jokingly, we weren't serious about that. But, yeah, no, that is what it is. So...
But you're the one that can give advice. On
enjoy
a
while it lasts, but don't be a fucking like annoying ass person because, you know, also go easy on your bridesmaids.
Which is why I feel like I don't want to have any because I'm like, I don't want to do anything to anyone.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't because
I
you,
don't want to
no,
do
first
anything
all,
to
you're,
anyone.
You're like me in the sense of like, I want to just plan everything anyway myself.
Yes, that's what I'm like. I'll plan my own party. If I want to have a bachelorette party, I'll plan it myself. If I want a bridal shower, I'll plan it myself. Don't buy me lingerie because you don't know my body type and like it's really hard for me to get things fitted to like my body. I have a flat ass and big boobs, so like it's just in my back, you know. You can't just, don't feel obligated. I don't want anybody to feel like I have to make this perfect for her. No, I will make it perfect for myself.
Yeah, the only thing I did that might have like been like a little extra was for my bridal shower, I wanted everyone to bring a brooch.
Okay, I forgot that. So like, no, it wasn't extra.
No, I know. But I was like,
you were the easiest bride ever. You were the easiest bride ever.
Because I was just, I was like, yeah.
You said whatever anyone wants to do. Like,
I don't care.
You were happy with whatever anyone like planned. You had no expectations. A brooch, that's the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, well, because it was
sentimental. That is not even, you can't.
You know, because I wanted to cut the fat out of everything with wedding planning. I was like, seat assignments, nope, bye. Like, I'm going to go.
You didn't do seat assignments?
No.
Who did that?
No one. We didn't have that. We just said, sit whatever the fuck you want.
At your wedding?
Yeah.
But I sat next to you.
Well, you were in the wedding party, you dingus.
Oh, so like my name, but my name was right there, right?
Well, yeah, because you were in the wedding party.
Well, then how did everybody know where to sit down at the table? Because it was like a very elegant dinner. Wait, what?
I mean,
you had the wedding planner do it for you.
Well, yeah, there was two tables for family. Those were reserved for family. And then there was the wedding party that all sat together. But everyone else, it wasn't huge. And it was like, I feel like most people kind of all knew each other, and we had the rehearsal the night before with everyone super casual, so everyone could like meet and mingle and become friends. And then at the wedding, you know, I the rehearsal tonight, I'm like, hi, hellos, how you doing? Thanks for coming. Caught up with people. Then at the wedding, I was like, everyone hang out with each other because I want to just hang out with everyone too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't want to take up time to sit down and decide like who's going to sit where, like sit wherever the fuck you want to sit. And then also like didn't want to have like the dollar day, all that interrupting stuff that happens during a party where people disappear, people get drunk, people like they don't care, just there and announce we're going to have a dollar dance now where everyone comes and
what
like
the fuck is a dollar dance?
So a dollar dance is
I missed that.
Where the bride
did a dollar dance?
Bride and groom have like a little pouch and people come and like it's so for the
did
couple to
that?
Have no
okay I was like I missed that and I
mean
feel like I missed any part of
not against
wedding.
Anyone that does do them but I think they're personally
well,
I
really pay attention I mean pay for anything really except Jack in the Box
I mean but I think they're all things that like kind of like our old school like yeah traditional like old school stuff or I even sometimes like registries I'm just like do I need more shit in my apartment right now like what do I don't need anything. I feel like those were all things that like when people were getting married and they were buying a house. Well, that doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, it still does. But as far as the world that I live in, that doesn't.
Or the world that I live in.
Exactly.
The norm is not the norm. There is no norm.
Exactly. So we didn't want to do the registry. No dollar dance. I didn't need people to come and like put like some dirty bills in a bag for me to take home later. I did a bouquet toss because, like, that's fun.
I don't think I was there for your bouquet toss.
I don't know. I feel like you were. You were definitely there.
I would have been there. Yeah. Drunky. Remember my tongue it swelled up?
Your tongue swelled up?
Yeah, remember? And when we had that last talk, and I was like, I'm sorry, something's wrong with my tongue. Like, there's, like, something's wrong with it. Do you not remember this?
No.
I'm like, I'm lisping. Like, it hurts. Like, everything. Me and Bo just watched your wedding episode the other day because Bo wanted to see it and he felt super left out and FOMO-y.
Oh, I love that video and you're like, what's it like to have someone that like,
yeah. And so I rewatched that because Bo wanted to see it. And I was like, oh my God, I remember everything I felt in that moment because my tongue was in so much pain and I couldn't understand what it was. And I was also like talking to my best friend about like serious things. And I'm like, I have so many mixed emotions. I have physical pain, emotional pain, but emotional happiness. It's like, I don't know what anything is right now. I remember, oh my God, I remember so much about that. But I don't remember the bouquet toss for some reason.
Yeah, we did that. But
Maybe because I lost. When I lose things, I just choose not to remember them.
Well, yeah, Rocky's wifey cut it, but yeah, we didn't do the garter thing. I'm like, that's dumb.
I'm not gonna do the garter thing.
Like, y'all sat and listened to us like do vows and like, you know, kiss each other and make promises to each other.
It was so beautiful.
Like you know what, now you all get to have fun. Like,
and it was so beautiful. No, you had the best wedding.
It was so much fun. We wanted to consider everyone like having an open bar. You're gonna have a wedding. Yeah. You're gonna have people come and like, hi, congrats, and sit through. Like, weddings are boring. Receptions are fun. So you know you gotta reward your guests by, you know, getting them nice and liquored up. And then having good food and good music, and that was all I did. Yeah, I didn't. There's so much shit that I was like, not necessary.
That was one of the best nights of my life.
Me too. I wish.
Sounds really. I would.
I wish I could
weird.
Just relive it exactly how it went.
So, okay, this was awesome.
It's fun. Wait, are we done?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we went way over. So, oh, like, yeah, we are okay. done. Right. Now I just, like, got, like, way more positive about the prospect of me getting married and making these decisions. Because I thought about your wedding again. And it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And easy and laid back. But so elegant and cool.
Yeah. Ugh,
whatever.
It can be done. You don't, not everyone needs to be like Thailand, bitch.
I just don't want to stress anyone out. That's like, I don't want anyone to stress out. I want everyone to do you. Just do you and don't stress out. And if you can make it, I'd love it. If you can't, I totally get that you can't.
Then no one's like, going to stress out. If you're not stressing out and you're not making demand, then no one's going to stress out. Everyone's going to be like, dope, I'm there. That's all.
Word. All right. So we're going to go to the Grove and watch A Simple Favor.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still down?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Khaleesi's. I mean, I don't really need to say to follow everyone. I mean, to follow Katie on social media because y'all already do. But go anyway at Music Kills Kate and go to puckerandpout.com and order her freaking lips. Where can everybody still order your lipstick?
We might still have a few left.
No, that shit sold out.
Yeah. We might still have a few of Pucker and maybe some Pump, but Pout's for sure gone. But yeah, puckerandpout.com.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.